News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The JNU Students' Union will take a final call on the future course of action as regards its movement against a recent hostel fee hike today, members of the union said on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the university administration said nearly 5,400 students had registered for the winter semester. Wednesday was the last day for registration. Human Resource Development Ministry officials spoke to Jawaharlal Nehru University Vice Chancellor Mamidala Jagdesh Kumar on Wednesday to take stock of the situation in the university. The JNUSU has been observing a registration boycott over the issue, while the JNU Teachers Association is on a non-cooperation mode with the administration, which has led to a stalemate in the university. The JNUSU will hold a meeting today to decide the future course of action as regards the movement against the hostel fee hike. The JNUTA had a meeting with HRD ministry officials on Wednesday where they reiterated their demand for the VC's removal, citing irregularities in faculty recruitment and other issues. The Teachers Association held a general body meeting on Wednesday but could not arrive at a consensus. The meeting will continue on Friday. According to JNUTA President D.K. Lobial, the previous semester has not been completed owing to the situation in the university and the administration is stressing on starting the new semester. He said they would take a call on how to finish the previous semester and ensure that students' academics were taken care of, as also on ways of engaging with the students. HRD ministry officials spoke to the JNU VC and took an update of the situation on the campus. He said the classes were going on and more students joining in. The registration figures have crossed 5,000 and the university will take a call on Thursday on further extension of the registration date or the future course of action, a senior HRD ministry official said. India is planning a new law to safeguard foreign investment by speeding up dispute resolution, aiming to attract more capital from overseas to boost stuttering domestic growth, two officials with direct knowledge of the matter told Reuters. In a 40-page initial draft, the finance ministry has proposed appointing a mediator and setting up fast-track courts to settle disputes between investors and the government, one of the sources said. The idea is to attract and promote foreign investment, but a major issue for investors is enforcement of contracts and speedy dispute resolution, said the official. The draft proposal is aimed at diffusing investor mistrust around the sanctity of agreements, which has worsened recently after some state governments decided to review approved projects or threatened to cancel contracts. Both officials declined to be named as the proposal is not public and is still being assessed by different ministries and regulators. A spokesman for the finance ministry did not respond to a request for comment. Foreign investors have highlighted the enforcement of contracts as one of their biggest concerns, said the second official, adding that improving on this front would also reduce litigation for the government. While investors can still rely on the existing legal system to settle disputes, it often takes several years for cases to be decided or settled. Investors previously had an option to take India to international arbitration courts under bilateral investment treaties. The government had agreed with dozens of nations. But after suffering setbacks in overseas arbitration matters, India has allowed most of its treaties to lapse, giving investors little to fall back on in case of major disputes. BITs are agreements between two countries that give foreign investors protections and, among other things, legal recourse via international arbitration in disputes with the government. India is entangled in more than 20 such overseas arbitration cases, the most against any country, brought by companies including Vodafone, Deutsche Telekom and Nissan Motor Company for disputes over retrospective tax claims and breach of contracts. If India loses these cases brought before most of its BITs lapsed, it could end up paying billions of dollars in damages. The government's thinking is that India may not need to sign investment treaties with other nations if the new law, which is modeled on a BIT, can give confidence to investors, said the first source. A domestic law, however, cannot be a substitute for a BIT, as its scope cannot allow investors to take their case to international arbitration, the sources said. President Donald Trump signed a long-awaited Phase 1 trade deal with China on Wednesday, which includes a massive increase in exports to the Asian economic power. China agreed to buy $200 billion more in U.S. goods over 2 years than it did in 2017 before the trade war erupted, according to the agreement signed on Wednesday. That includes an additional $32 billion in American farm products and seafood, nearly $78 billion in manufactured goods like aircraft, machinery and steel, and $52 billion in energy products. The agreement will also roll back some tariffs, diffusing an 18-month conflict between the world's two largest economies. Beijing and Washington have portrayed their Phase 1 agreement as a momentous step after months of start-stop talks punctuated by tit-for-tat tariffs that uprooted supply chains and stoked fears of a further slowdown in the global economy. Together, we are righting the wrongs of the past and delivering a future of economic justice and security for American workers, farmers, and families, Trump said as he touted the deal in rambling partisan remarks at the White House alongside Chinese Vice Premier Liu He and other officials. The centerpiece of the deal is a pledge by China to purchase at least an additional $200 billion worth of U.S. farm products and other goods and services over 2 years, over a baseline of $186 billion in purchases in 2017. The deal would include $50 billion in additional orders for U.S. agricultural products, Trump said, adding he was confident that U.S. farmers would be able to meet the greater demand. He also said China would buy $40 billion to $50 billion in additional U.S. services, $75 billion more in manufacturing goods, and $50 billion more worth of energy supplies. Officials from both countries have touted the deal as ushering in a new era for U.S.-Sino relations, but it fails to address many of the structural differences that led the Trump administration to start the trade war in the first place. They include Beijing's long-standing practice of propping up state-owned companies and flooding international markets with low-priced goods. Trump, who has embraced an America First policy aimed at rebalancing global trade in favor of U.S. companies and workers, said China had pledged action to confront the problem of pirated or counterfeited goods and that the deal included strong protection of intellectual property rights. Stephen King says he cares only about quality, not diversity, when deciding on awards. Some are asking why he thinks the two must be different. "I would never consider diversity in matters of art, only quality," King tweeted this week. "It seems to me that to do otherwise would be wrong." The best-selling author's comments came shortly after the announcement of this year's nominees for the Academy Awards, widely criticized for only choosing male directors and for an almost entirely white group of acting finalists. King wrote that he had been allowed to nominate people for Best Picture, Best Screenplay, and Best Original Screenplay, and that for him, the diversity issue, as it applies to individual actors and directors anyway, did not come up. King, many of whose books have been adapted into movies, did not say who he did nominate. A spokeswoman from Scribner, King's publisher, said that for now, no further comment from him was expected. Admirers of King, an outspoken liberal, were disheartened by his comments. Author Roxane Gay tweeted that, "As a fan, this is painful to read. It implies that diversity and quality cannot be synonymous," Gay wrote. "They are not separate things. Quality is everywhere, but most industries only believe in quality from one demographic. And now here you are." Director Ava DuVernay tweeted, "When you wake up, meditate, stretch, reach for your phone to check on the world, and see a tweet from someone you admire that is so backward and ignorant, you want to go back to bed." Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.